Show them to all. Today we're going to be learning Mishnah's Kelai and Perek Test, Mishnah Hey and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah's are being learned because of Shlomo Zalman of Zagos Maris Yitav Chol Yitzchal Atem. They should be a bench with a Sachat Zalchan Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa Beshefa, and Cult of Sela. Now Mishnah is going to be telling us about clothing sellers. Many times people would hawk their wares, they would take their clothing, walk around trying to sell them, and they would model their own clothing. They would wear the clothing to show others how it looks. What about if that clothing is shatness? So Mishnah tells us, those that sell clothing, they're allowed to sell it like normal. They're allowed to wear this clothing that they're selling, even though it's shatness. As long as when it's during the summer, that's chama, they don't have kavana to protect themselves from the sun. If this is a particular garment which is going to help protect them from the sun, they're not allowed to have that kavana when they're wearing this garment. And during the winter, that's geshamim. In the rainy season, they're not allowed to be wearing this garment with kavana that they're trying to protect themselves from the winter, from the rain. And as we had said previously, this Tana argues with the Tana Mishnah Gimel that had said that we're not allowed to wear kelaim for any reason. This Tana holds that we are allowed to wear kelaim. He has to make sure that he doesn't have kavana to benefit from it. The only reason why he's wearing it is so that he can market his clothing properly. That's okay, according to this Tana. However, the Mishnah tells us, v'atznuim mafshilin b'makel, that tznuim, the people that are medaktikin b'halacha, they're very careful with halacha, they make sure to hang it on a stick behind them, and they do not wear their clothing. They don't even have it touch them. They don't rest it on them at all. They have it hanging on a stick behind them. Mishnah Vav continues with this, toifrei ksus, toifrei kedarkon. Those that are sewing and weaving clothing, they're allowed to do that like normal, meaning the piece of cloth or the sweater or the shirt or the pair of pants that they're weaving or sewing is allowed to be resting on them. As long as they don't have kavana during the summer to protect themselves from the sun or during the winter to protect themselves from the rain and the cold. Once again, this is the same concept as the previous Mishnah. As long as they don't have kavana to benefit from this kelayim, there's no problem having this shatness on them. However, vatsnuim, taifrim ba'aretz, the tsnuim, they're people that are medaktikim ba'alacha, they make sure to have that which they're sewing on the ground, not resting on them at all. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.